Joining us now in the studio, very, very excited, from Headlights, and I just found out you're going to be there all weekend long.
I am.
Miss Chelsea Charms. Are those really the largest breast implants in the world? In the world?
As far as I know.
Really?
Got the length of 6 football fields in each one.
You have the length?
Wow.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even afford, the fertilizer.
Marty,
that's a lot of Scott's Whedon seed. I'm just trying to start at the beginning. So one day, and those, obviously, they're the biggest breasts I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that is a compliment.
It is.
What would compel you to make your boobs so big?
Well, I was already busty. And once I decided that I wanted to feature and travel the world,
right.
I wanted to get paid like a porn star but not do the hardcore.
Is that right?
Because
that was going to be one of my questions. Do you ever do hardcore?
No.
So you feature as a dancer. You're at Headlights all weekend long.
Mm-hmm.
How many shows? I don't have the schedule.
I got 4 more shows.
Okay.
Two tonight, 2 tomorrow.
There you go. Great.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So you decided that this would be a great move so that you could go see the world, make some money,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera.
Were you already dancing at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how big were you when you first started?
Naturally, I was a D.
Okay, so you definitely.
So this makes more
D.
sense to you, though, Shelley, because you have breasts. I just covet them.
I don't feel like I do right now, but.
It was like when we talked about the guy with 130-pound testicles.
Right.
Remember that guy? Yeah.
Did you feel like you didn't have anything
I felt I was a little shallow in the testes department.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know my boobs didn't even try today. Like, I covered them up pretty much.
Let's, just to give some perspective, do you know how much your breasts weigh?
They're about 30 pounds each.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How's your back? Is that something everybody asks?
It's,
I mean,
it's hanging
right?
in there.
Right?
I do a lot of back exercises. Take care of that.
Yeah. You would have to. All right. Do you have names for them?
Itsy and Bitsy.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Itsy and Bitsy. Nice. Do you have a favorite? They
no,
are twinners, but
I
do you have a favorite?
The twins equal.
They're kind of the same.
Yes.
You don't want to hurt the other one's feelings.
You don't.
Lefty or righty, whatever it might be, right?
No, can you go just from D to, I don't even know what size you are right now.
Yeah, what size, if there was a size.
183 triple X.
183 triple X.
Perfect.
Yeah, it ends up in a good place, doesn't it?
Can you go from D to triple X, or do you have to gradually, like, kind of like expanding an ear hole, you know how they like stretch them out?
You couldn't just do that, right? This had
no.
to be a progression.
I had 3 surgeries.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked that it's only 3.
Yes, I've been lucky.
Yeah, because I would think that it would be more difficult to do that. So mm-hmm. you must have a certain elasticity and stuff. Now, I just took pictures with you and stood next to you.
Uh-huh.
They feel absolutely, to be honest, they feel normal. I mean, they're warm and a little squishy and. Yeah. For something so big, I didn't know what to expect. Now, if we go see your act, what is in your act as a feature?
The girls and I.
Yeah. Hello, ladies. Do you sign autographs, take pictures, that kind
definitely.
Of stuff? Is that available?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Can you still feel stuff?
Oh yeah.
Are they still sensitive?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, I'm running. I wrote all these questions the other night when I was really researching it and trying not to have my daughter. Yeah, very late at night.
With the lights out.
Squeegee, wearing a tarp, goggles. Oh, man. Have you ever injured anybody? Have the breasts ever injured anyone?
I did bloody a nose. And one guy lost a contact, and I have someone lost chewing gum in there.
Chewing gum?
Chewing gum?
Yes, it sucked it right out of their cheeks.
God, I love you.
You are awesome. Oh, my goodness. What do you do about it? Do you have to have extra insurance or anything for the boobs? Do the boobs have insurance or anything? Just in case. I mean, it is your career.
The bill for that was really high.
Really? But you looked into it, though.
Yes, I did.
I would, too. That's your tool belt.
Yeah.
You got to, that's the thing. We heard you had an incident on the airplane trying to get here.
It took me 24 hours to get here from Minnesota.
What happened?
It was 3 different maintenance issues, 3 different planes.
We heard one of the planes blew a tire, and it may have been a weight displacement issue.
Yeah.
The last issue was, it blew a tire, and they had no spares. They had to fly one in, so.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, there's an airport that doesn't have spare tires?
That's what you think.
Is that a little goofy sounding?
And Minneapolis Delta is a major hub. You'd think
it's huge. One would think.
Just put the donut on it. Okay. Totally fine. Go ahead.
Airplane with that donut tire. That inspires confidence. Oh, I love that. Do you have any special tricks that you do with your breasts? Because they are the biggest breasts ever. I mean, do you carry things in there? Do you
all the time? You'd be amazed how much
smuggle
you can
a human?
Carry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Could do stuff like that.
The girls were impressed last night. At the end of the night, I was pulling things out left and right.
Magician.
I lost things. They were like helping me find that. Yeah, I.
All right, now every day, not every day, but many days, I interview people for a living, and I've been doing this for years and years. And yeah, to begin this interview, I was a little bit, I don't want to say speechless, but it's like, where do you start? What's the best reaction you've ever gotten from somebody?
The best reaction?
Is there a story that you tell, like somebody just goes, oh my God?
I do say I help a lot of people find religion. You get a lot of
yeah, right.
Holy, you know, and yes. You get oh my God, and
oh,
you
Jesus,
get...
oh Jesus, oh Jesus.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Oh man, we're talking to Chelsea Charms. She's at Headlights through the weekend. Two shows tonight. Two shows tomorrow night. Friends from when you grew up, people from back home, mom and dad, thoughts. Do you ever hear from people on Facebook and stuff and go, oh my God, I remember you, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, everyone pretty much thinks I'm kind of crazy, but.
Yeah? And you're from Minneapolis?
Way. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know?
Oh, don't you
betcha.
Know?
You betcha.
Oofta. Yes.
You betcha.
While you have giant boobies, you're tiny everywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
How can you exercise? I mean, by get back and lifting weights, but do you do other stuff? You can't do cardio because they would just bounce, right? And
That's tough, yeah. I do a lot of Pilates.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all right. I can see that.
Shelly's a fitness trainer.
So she has a lot.
She really needs to know about the mechanics of this. Skip the sexy time. Let's get right to the skeletals.
I gotta know
right down to the spine.
She's tiny everywhere. Yeah. I mean, she's
you're right.
Fit and skinny.
Yeah. How tall are you?
5'2".
Yeah, you're not very. Just a minute.
She looks great. She just giant
absolutely.
Boobies. I couldn't imagine jogging on a treadmill. Just smack you on the face constantly.
If I took you to my gym, would you? Oh, is that a video? Oh, do I want to see everybody else in the gym? Oh, Rumble brought in another friend. Oh, there we go. Chelsea Charms, catch her tonight and tomorrow night at Headlights. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night.
Yes.
Chance to take pictures and autographs and all that kind of
Definitely.
Stuff?
Definitely.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming up
Thank
today.
You.
We really appreciate it. It was great talking to you. You are a hoot. Dirt.